There was a pattern, not only in our own county, but across the country, of those who voted for Sinn Féin transferring very strongly to the left. So in Donegal, we've seen Thomas Pringle, for example, elected through Sinn Féin votes. You know, you're 3 out of 5 now in the county from that platform. And also, you know, across the country, we see in the Dáil now, there's, you know, a majority requires 80 votes. There's 87 votes there now between Sinn Féin, other parties, other smaller parties, and independents. Any of the options that are presenting there at the moment now are not appealing from a Fianna Fáil point of view, but that's the reality of what's been presented. I have been and will be over the next period of time consulting very closely with our membership and our councillors and discussing with them the options that are there. But listen, as the first step now, and it's, no doubt it's going to be a difficult and prolonged process, I think every party needs to seek to push forward in relation to the mandate that they've sought off the electorate. And, you know, I know that Fianna Fáil will do that, but other parties need to do that too. But, we, you know, there is a reality there in terms of dollar arithmetic.
When do you think we'll have a government then? Step by step. How long do you think it's going to take?
Yeah, it's going to be a number of weeks, I've no doubt anyway, you know, but it's going to be a number of weeks. And it's very hard. How long is a piece of string in that regard? But I think, you know, we all have to work now and try and make...
Would you rule out another election?
I think the public won't want another election, and I don't think that's an outcome people will want. Every option is still there, like, you know, but it's not something anybody will want. We have to work to make something of the result that was there. If you recall last time, it did take a lot of time. It's now at the start of that process, and, you know, that work needs to move on, and we do have to try and listen, key to it all, Greg, is this, and that whatever government comes out of it has to be one that works for the people and addresses the issues and the massive issues that we do have. And that delivers, and particularly in relation to our health service, and in relation to housing, and in Donegal here, in relation to MICA. And I think, you know, what came through very clearly from the public in relation to the message they've given us is the anger and disappointment that government hasn't properly served the people in the last while, that people haven't been at the centre of public services, and, you know, that it hasn't been about ensuring that when you need a hospital appointment, you can get it, that services are there to look after you. And, you know, that is what the people are telling us very, very clearly.
Right.
And that has to be at the absolute core, you know, of considerations over the next period of time.